And this is where people miss it. Once you ask God for something, and look what God said in his word. This is why you search those scriptures out and find out what God has said and don't go by what you hear people say or religious trends and saying. He said, if you ask me anything according to my will, I hear you. That is what he said. But sometimes we ask, and when the pains consist, we'll go back and ask again. You know what you just done? Let me read. The words says, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. But to keep on asking is to believe that you didn't get it the first time. That is called doubt and unbelief. And really, you are telling God that your word is not true. Whoo, that's doubt. And what Satan says is true and more real than his word. Ooh. And you will never get anything from God that way. You'll never get anything. It's changing back and forth. Once hands are laid on you for healing, you say, that's mine. You ought to grab it just like that's mine. Other words, hands are laid on you, you ought to grab that healing just like I grabbed that ball. I got it. And when something shows up trying to tell me something different, I hold up what I said, what the word said. Let me tell you how you do it since we're here. Y'all want to hear? Satan will show up with pain. This is what he'll do. After you prayed for, he'll show up with a pain and tell you, see there, I thought you said you were healed. That's what he'll say. I thought you said you were healed. You can tell him, devil, I never said I would heal. God said I would heal. Now you go call him a liar. You go tell him to his face he's a liar. Now you go tell him he's a liar. Go tell him. And so I'm going to keep saying what God said. He said, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And that's what I'm going to keep saying. I'm going to keep saying what the word said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holding fast to your confession of faith without wavering. On the other hand, let me pick up here. Finish. See, can I finish this? And I'm out. At least I think I am. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you will never get anything from God that way. On the other hand, he said in his word, you can have what you say. Saying means that I agree with God. So I just keep on saying the same thing that God has said. No matter what shows up or what I try to tell you or me anything different, listen, through word, feeling, and circumstances, even bad report from the doctor or lack of funds in my checking account, the word still says, but my God shall supply. Every time I go there and read it, that's what the word says. But my God shall supply. And if you really look at it, he's telling you, I will supply all your needs so I don't even have to ask him. But my God shall supply all of your needs. Hallelujah. All that Jesus did, I want you to listen. This is my closing. Ooh. All that Jesus did was for us. Everything he did was for us. He didn't do anything for himself. Hallelujah. We are now partakers of his victory. Hallelujah. We was captured. But Christ has freed us from captivity. We was cursed by sin and sickness, but Christ, our Redeemer, has freed us from the curse and loosed us from all its dominion. Did you hear it? Loosed us from all its dominion. We were bound in and in prison, but Christ has freed us from slavery. Hallelujah. We were sick, but Christ bore our sickness and carried them away, so that now with his stripe, we are healed. Remember, you were a slave to Satan. You were bound by sin and sin penalty, sickness. That's what sin brings forth, sickness. You were subject to Satan authority, but now you're free. You need to tell yourself, lift your hands before God in the morning, or wherever. You need to look yourself in the mirror sometime and look yourself in the eye and look yourself in the eye and say, you're free. I'm free. There's nothing I can be held guilty of. I'm no longer a slave. Just like they signed the Emancipation Proclamation to set the people free from slavery, so it was signed in blood by Jesus that your Emancipation or Proclamation said you're free from sin and all it guilt. It's sin and all it brings. It's trouble and all it brings. Everything Satan, everything that sin brought, you have been set free from it. And you declare with your confession, I am free. I'm free of sin and this being a slave to it. I'm free of fear, being troubled by it. I'm free of sickness because I've been set free. I'm free of poverty because he made me rich. Hallelujah. 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 And what you do, listen to this. What you do, you build this as a lifestyle. You do this every day. See, I remember the first time I heard this, and I didn't have the revelation. And I said, when the flu or the cold, you know, they call it the flu or something, they got all kind of name for it. I confessed that I don't have the flu like this when I had the worst. And I didn't have nobody around to help me and teach me. And I was saying, Lord, where did I miss it? And what I found out later on, I was saying it with my mouth, but it hadn't become real in my spirit. But I kept saying it, even though I was coughing, and you know what you do when you get the flu. And I kept saying it, and I didn't understand. I thought it should have left just like the snap of your finger. But one day, do you hear me?